The death of Václav Havel stopped Czechs in their tracks on Sunday. A hush fell over the country as thousands of people gathered to light candles and pay a silent tribute to the hero of the Velvet Revolution. At 6 p.m, bells around the Czech Republic tolled in memory of the man who showed endless courage in the face of oppression and who led his nation on the road to freedom and democracy. Václav Havel died in his sleep at his beloved country cottage on Sunday morning. He died of circulation failure, succumbing to chronic heart and lung problems that left him frail for more than a decade. For millions of his countrymen, however, Václav Havel was a tower of strength, a moral authority and an inspiration who showed people that freedom and human rights were worth fighting for. The leading force behind the Velvet Revolution, Václav Havel led his country's transition to democracy, promising Czechs he would not fail them in the euphoric days of 1989.
Slibuji vám, že nesklamu vaši důvěru a dovedu tuto zemi ke svobodným volbám.
As news of Mr. Havel's death spread, condolences poured in from statesmen at home and abroad. The country's leaders, Václav Havel's close friends from the distant days, and ordinary people found it hard to hold back the tears as they hailed the dissident playwright president. President Václav Klaus said his predecessor had come to symbolize the modern Czech state.
Jeho osobnost, jméno i dílo.
Václav Havel's personality, reputation and work were crucial in helping Czechoslovakia join the community of free and democratic nations.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas, who heard the news on a live debate on Czech television, was visibly shaken.
This is a personal blow to me. President Havel was a symbol of the Velvet Revolution, and he did so much for the benefit of his country.
Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg was a good friend of Mr. Havel's and his one-time chancellor.
Unfortunately, people did not appreciate him enough in recent years. Now that we have lost him, they will come to realize just how much we have lost.
The Speaker of the Lower House, Miroslava Němcová.
To byl muž, který nás převedl po tom mostě z nesvobody do svobody a demokracie.
He was the man who helped us cross the bridge from oppression to freedom and democracy, and I will never stop being grateful to him for that.
A demokracie a nikdy mu za to nepřestanu být vděčná.
Michal Kocáb is an old friend who stood by Havel during the dissident days and later masterminded the withdrawal of Soviet troops from Czechoslovakia.
I am crushed. I loved Václav Havel. He was with me during the most important moments of my life.
Jan Rummel, a former interior minister, is also a close friend dating back to the dissident days.
The sparkle in his eye was there to the very end. No matter how ill and tired he was, there was this sparkle in his eye that said everything would turn out right in the end.
News of Václav Havel's death quickly spread around the world and condolences and tributes poured in from both statesmen and ordinary people. US President Barack Obama issued the following statement.
Václav Havel's peaceful resistance shook the foundations of an empire, exposed the emptiness of a repressive ideology, and proved that moral leadership is more powerful than any weapon.
Former U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright was a close friend of Mr. Havel's. She spoke in her native Czech. He came across as such a nice person who never let the fame go to his head. I remember him at the center of attention, wearing a black T-shirt and jeans, a really modest person.
A všichni lidi tam okolo něho seděli, takovej opravdu modest člověk.
British Prime Minister David Cameron said that Europe owed Václav Havel a profound debt for bringing freedom and democracy to the continent. French President Nicolas Sarkozy said France had lost a friend and Europe one of its wisest men. German Chancellor Angela Merkel described Václav Havel as a great European, paying tribute to his courage and humanity. In neighbouring Poland, former President Lech Wałęsa, the founder of the anti-communist solidarity movement, called Mr. Havel a great fighter for the freedom of nations and for democracy who deserved to win the Nobel Peace Prize.
He was a great man, a deserving man who will be greatly missed. May he rest in peace.
Niech spoczywa w pokoju.
As tributes to Václav Havel poured in from around the world, ordinary Czechs gathered in